Blog Talk Radio.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
I'm gonna testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishkot,
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Nothing here to know just what life would be. Cause our forbearance were useless. They had no choice but they to face in grace. But somehow they will regret when every week is not to live and pray. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, I know they'll have to pay. On a judgment day, if they try to run, every one of them will tumble down. Yeah, the days are done, and they couldn't control everyone. Every wicked man shall pay for the things that he's done this day. Yeah, I'm an athlete and I say, but God will guide us in every way. But they can run from their judgment day. A wicked must get paid on a judgment day. Cause if he try to run, yeah, I tell you that he's gonna stumble. Where? Anywhere he go, I say the good Lord always go. Yeah, and that your time run out on you, he gonna break your heart in two. But there's one thing left to do for every one of us to bury you. So you can run away. No, you can run away. You can run away. I face your judgment day. Like
wanna get us inside the kingdom of Zion. Oh no. If you want Hebrew woman to get us inside the promised land of Ethiopia, better call on the Jaja right now. I and I, Father. Not one of his children shall go down in the wilds of Jericho. I'm telling you, let Jah arise and let his enemies be scattered away. Oh yeah. So if you are wicked man, get us inside the kingdom of Zion. Oh no, no, no. If you are evil woman, get us inside the promised land of Ethiopia.
Yeah, here. Tuesday podcast. Ross Iadonis Safari Yadin right here on the Tuesday podcast, here the third day of the Shabua. Here we had Byrie Brown right there. No wicked can enter into the kingdom. Now, it's very interesting here as we've been studying, going from the Q's and A's from the previous Torah reading and feeding, the 50th sabbatical study. For Ki Tabo, when you go in, when you enter into the land. So here, we have for continuity, just a few more questions right here. We get up to question 52 previously, 52. Ki Tabo, RSS number 50, when you go in, when you come in, when you go in, when you enter into the land. So we get up to question, I think, 52, right, which was what above all else is the cause, the reason, the cause of falling, right, or failing, falling under the curse of the consequences. Picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 28, right, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, and let's just summarize this right here. What is the reason, the cause, above all else? Right, it says, the wicked can enter into Zion. Now, we have to put that into context, into our righteous and wicked. If we do Yahweh, truth and life, hear his word and be obedient, that counts for righteousness. If we're defiant and we don't heed, then that's counted for wickedness. So therefore, to put into context the proverbial wicked, the wicked cannot enter into the kingdom, into the consciousness. So what above all else is the cause of falling under the curses or falling under the consequences? That was question number 52 for RSS, number 52 for the Ki Tabo, when you enter in. Reason, answer, disregarding, not heeding the voice, or in the Hebrew, lo, tishma, b'kol Yahuwah, lo, not tishma, not hearing, not heeding, b'kol, by way of the voice of Yahweh, Yahuwah, of he who be, we be, and failing to perform his commandments, his imperatives, his mitzvot, and the decrees, the statutes, the chukim, that will eventually bring about all of the curses or the consequences, ha-kalalot, that are listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to verse 68. But the key verse right here is verse 15. We look at it within the study and the sequence, right? Getting the Hebrew and the basic Torah literacy, because sometimes we can point to one verse and we can go off on one verse. So putting into context, we have the conditions that will bring chastisement, the tokaha, the tokahot, the chastisement, the reproof, the rebuke, as well as the consequences, the curses, the results, right, of a disobedience. Verse 15 here, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, it reads, but it shall come to pass, wahaya, it shall be, if thou wilt not hearken to Shema, to the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka, as we have right here, lo tishma b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka, to he who be thy Elohim, thy power, thy source, to do what? To observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes that I command thee this day, that all these curses, ha-kalalot, the curses, the kalalot, shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So from verse 15 in Deuteronomy chapter 28 to verse 68, right? Verse 68, what's interesting is that in the verses of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, till we get to verse 14, we have the baraka, we have the blessing, right? The prosperity, the word sound, power, the invocation, the evocation, right, of prosperity, the consequences of Yahweh, truth, and life. So here, let's pick up for continuity. That was what we left off with question 52. What above all else is the cause of falling under those consequences listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28? at verse 15, it's a disregard to the voice, the vocal, right, of he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. And what does his divine majesty to I, I, and we? See if we can bring this up right here. Yes, we've shared it before, but it's important to share this again right here, 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 just in context with what we are studying to put it into perspective, to keep it right and accurate. Here, 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 hear this. Yes, I. Okay, I think we have a little trouble here on the board, but it's where his majesty's advice. His advice is to do what? His advice is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, fulfill the Ten Words. So here on the board right here, we're going to pick up the music momentarily, but it seems as though we have a little bit of a little technical difficulty here on the board. That audible should have played, but most of the Chabarim have heard that, but it's always good to hear the advice, you know, and to, you know, to receive good advice. Yes? Yes. So it seems, yeah, it seems like we have a little bit of technical. There we go, came through. This side, Rock the Far Line. Nice.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
There. So question 52. Let's go to question 52, from 52 to 53 right here. What are the, quote, troubles of love? Quote, troubles of love. In Hebrew, Yesorim Shel Ahava. Yisurim shel ahava, the troubles. Yisurim shel of ahava, modern Hebrew ahaba. Yisurim shel ahaba, the troubles of love. Yisurim shel ahaba. What are they? It has been said that the opposite of love is not hate, but rather indifference. Have you heard that before? Some say, even some of the ancients say, that the real opposite, right, of love is not so much hate, but rather indifference. And this here seems to explain why the punishments would come if, keyword, if the people, Jah people, quote, left their first love. If Jah people left their first love. The punishments, the consequences given to Yisrael, to Israel, are intended to help Jah people. And I know this might seem hard for one to think, what do you mean, these consequences of disobedience? Well, didn't the people have a choice, right? They can choose yay or nay, yay, yay, or nay, nay, right? So the punishments that are given to Yasharala, to the Beta Israel, are intended to help Jah people return to Yahweh, truth and life, to Yahweh, and to embrace his love, to embrace his love. Here, just a little segue tune right here. I'd like to share this. This is what really came to mind right here, you know, at this time right here, here, here.
You know we are his.
The only
Love that's righteous is the love of Jah Rastafari. So that question right there, question 53, what are the Isurim Shel Ahava? What are the troubles of Ahava, of love? The Isurim Shel Ahava, the troubles of love. As been said, as we mentioned, that the opposite of love is not hate, but rather indifference. And that explains why the punishments that would come if Jah people, quote, left their first love, end quote, because the only love that's righteous is the love of Jah. So the word says, don't forsake not the Levite, that was Barrington Levi right there, love of Jah, Rastafari. So the punishments that were given to the Beit Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, are intended and were intended to help Jah people to return, to turn from the stray way to Jah way, truth and life, and to re-embrace his love. Why? Because the only love that's righteous is the love of Jah, Rastafari, the love of He who be's divine majesty. Here, question 54 for the ISS number 50, just a continuity question, a couple of more right here, before we can move forward more fully here in this 51st sabbatical study for Shabbat Nitzavim, here in the final Shabbat before the beginning of the Hebrew, the Judaic civil new year, lunar year right here. Here, fall festival season, the holidays, the Isla days with Shabbat Nitzavim. Sabbath standing, Sabbath one standing, getting a good standing, a good understanding, a good understanding, coming to a good overstanding. Question 54. What does the phrase Hebraically, Gam Zulitova, Gam Zulitova, Gam Zulitova, what does it mean, Chaberim? The phrase Gam Zulitova means this too, Gam also Zu, this, Li, for Torah, Toba, in the ancient point, Toba, Tawaba, Toba, modern pointing Tova, Gam Zule Tova, Gam Zule Toba, Le Tawaba, right? What does it mean? This too is for Tawaba, Tova, for good. This expresses the idea that all things, including the various curses or consequences in our lives and liberty, is ultimately to help us, I and I, to return to Yahweh, truth and life, for healing and life and liberty. Point of reference, Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. Let's go there. Let's go there right here, here, here. Right? Rightly dividing, explaining the word of truth. So in Romans, chapter 8, right, do we get this principle of Gam Zu Letova, this too, or also this, literally also this for good. So this too is for good, right? This too. Here in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it reads, KJV, and we know that all things work together for good, letova, to them that love Elohim, to them who are called according to his purpose, according to his purpose. Now for the Talmudim, you know, the fellow disciples, in the Scofield Study Bible that we use for study from the low degrees from the English, this section here, right, is the fourth part, right, of a teaching here, right, the fourth part right here that brings out the essence of this. So here, the full result of the good news. So this section in Romans chapter 8, the full result of the good news here at verse 28, the unfailing purpose of Elohim, the unfailing purpose of Elohim, the true good, the true God. And we know, right? And we know this is through the good news. And we know, not we believe, not we hope for, you know, not we expect, we guess. No, we know. This is that cognition, not even that recognition. I and I know what the gathering's for, right? And chant, I and I know. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love Elohim. Now, does that mean that everybody? No, we, I and I know. I and I has that gnosis, that epinosis, that full not. I and I know. I and I know what this gathering's for, that all things work together for good to them that love Elohim, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And concerning the call,
many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Gam Zulu Tova, and this too is for good. Twoba.
I'm going to testify.
So this too is for good. It expresses the idea that all things, all things, all things, including the various curses or consequences in our lives, ability, ultimately help I and I to return to Yahweh, to Yahweh, truth and life for healing and life and liberty. Point of reference, Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. The son of a Torah sage was away from home during HaShabbat, the Sabbath of Kitavot. So he went to a different synagogue, the Hebrew church, the Judaic church, to hear it read. Startled at the severity of Hakalalot, of the curses, the consequences we find in Deuteronomy, in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 28, especially verse 15 to verse 68, he fainted. He fainted in the middle of the reading, just from hearing. After he was revived, he was asked if this happens to him every year, to which he replied, no, no, no. When Abi, my father, reads HaTorah, which has direction and instruction, HaKelalot, the curses, the consequences, they sound like Berkot, sounds like blessings. Thus, the phrase Hebraically, Gam Zu Letova, this too is Letova, Letowaba, for good. Question 55, just five more questions right here. Question 55. Does the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant, or called the New Testament, the Adis Kidan, does it speak of Tokaha? Does it speak of rebukes, rebuke and reproof? Does it? Does the New Testament speak of Tokaha? Does it speak of rebuke, of reproof, for the sake of correction? Cain, yes, Cain. The Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant, the New Testament, the Adis Kidan, it warns I and I that Hailahim, that the power, true good, true God, will punish those who likewise walk carelessly before H-I-M, before him. So when ones and ones say, oh, that's the Old Testament, Tokaha, Tokahot, the punishments for disobedience, but that's not for us in the New Covenant, but wait. Does the New Covenant, New Testament speak of Tokaha, of rebukes, reproof, for the sake of correction? Yes, we are warned. Jah warns I and I, and he says that he will punish those who likewise walked, who trod carelessly before him, carelessly before H.I.M. Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you, y'all, and I all as Jah's children? What's the exhortation? My son, Bini, do not regard lightly the discipline, Tokaha, the discipline of Yahweh, nor be weary by his reproof. Now here, it's in the Hebrew, even of the New Testament, this phrase from Hebrews chapter 15, verses 5 to 6, where it reads, my son, my child, my disciple, do not regard lightly the discipline, the musar of Adonai, of Adonai, nor be weary by his tokaha. So there we have the word reproof, right? By his reproof. For Adonai, for Jehovah disciplines the one he loves. Meditation there, he disciplines. So if you feel like you've been disciplined, you've been chastened, been disciplined, then he loves you, for Jehovah disciplines the one he loves and reproves. You see the tokaha again, reproves, corrects, chastises, right, for the sake of correction, every child whom he receives. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 6, compare this with Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 to 12, where it says, Ha'el, Ha'elahim is not mocked, right? He's not mocked, right? Going forward in scripture, Jehovah is not mocked. Now, literally, mocked. Mocked here, as we go forward, we have Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Psalm chapter 39, verse 11, where Ha'elahim is not mocked. The source, the power is not mocked. What does mocked mean? Mock in this sense here means to turn up the nose at, right? And what a man, what a man sows, he also reaps. Ask any farmer who is a real farmer. What you sow, you reap. So Jehovah is not mocked. You can turn your nose up at it, but whatever a man sows, he also reaps. And as we even say, right, whatever you reap, right, on a farm, that's what you're probably going to have to eat. Each of I and I is therefore responsible, is responsible to live, lifnei ha'elahim, before the power, in set apartness. That's called, in translation, holiness, and to remind others to fear in the overstanding, to reverence, to respect Jehovah and his coming judgment. Despite the propaganda of this evil world, flesh, satanic seclorum, this world, right? Despite the propaganda, the scriptures, it repeatedly state that there are abiding. These are abiding. They're not going nowhere. They dwell. These consequences, they abide for the choices. The choices, the choice factor, the choices that we, that I and I make, in I and I lives, in our lives, in our liberty. For you may be sure of this, that everyone, everybody, everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater. So here the New Covenant brings out the sense of the covetous one, one who covets, one who seeks to have that which they know they don't have any right to have. They want other people's things. Right, one who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance. Know what? No inheritance in the kingdom of Mashiach and of Elohim. No inheritance in the kingdom of the Messiah and of the power of the Almighty. Let no one deceive you with empty words, with vain words, for because of these things, these empty words, these vain words, the wrath of Ha'elahim, it comes upon the sons, the children of disobedience. Huh? You heard Ephesians 5, verses 6 to 7. Question 56 right here. Couple more questions. Are Jah people cursed of God? Let's put it like this. Are the Judaic, the Jewish people, right, or those who are Judaic, whether black or white, are they cursed of God? Well, the answer, yes and no. Yes and no. Jah people, right, will always be astonishing and set apart from the other nations. If, here's that key word, if, the choice factor, if they follow Jah's will, they will be blessed and rewarded above all peoples. Conversely, vis-a-vis, if they violate his desires, his will, Jah will punish them with privation that no other nation will suffer. This is the key for the once lost, now found. Right? This is the key that shows you who's who, right? In the true blue view, the true heavenly view, the true higher view. So this right here coming out from Eicha Rebbe, right? The Great Lamentation, teaching on the Great Lamentation. So our Jah people, in the scripture sometimes referred to as the Yehudi people or the Jewish people, we know in the fuller context, the Beta Israel people, are they cursed of Jah, of Ha'elahim? Well, yes and no. Yes and no. It depends on how they respond to that if. If they follow Jah's will, and Jah's way, they will be blessed and rewarded above all people. Conversely, and vis-a-vis, the flip side of the coin proverbially is, if I and I, we violate his desires, his will, then Jah will punish them and us with privations that no other nation will suffer. This is why one say, why do we have to go through all of this and nobody else seems to be going through it? Curious, ain't it? Right. What's the reason for that? Question 57. How does anyone escape? Right. How does or how can anyone escape the curse, the consequence of Hailahim? Here, pointing to Galatians 3:13. Well, we escape the kalalot, the curses, the consequences that's listed in the Sinai. Right, what's listed in the Sinai covenant, the covenant upon the heart of Sinai, by means of Yeshua, by means of victory, by means of salvation, right? X marks the spot, who died on that X, the cross of his tree, the tree of his cross, as a surrogate or a substitute for I and I. Now, a lot of people say, well, how is that so? Well, how is it so that you do a wrong, and yet if Jah says that, well, I'll forgive you, right? If you offer this particular animal or that particular animal, but isn't it you that did the wrong? Notice in the New Covenant scripture, it says that we must be a living sacrifice. You see, as I said, I and I not want no carnal mind, right? We serve him as a living sacrifice. In fact, let's just bring this out. I was reasoning with I and I, Chaber, I and I, Wendem, I and I, Ak, I and I, brother. And this actually came up in I and I reasonment just a little before the podcast. So heal up to Ross Seymour. Yes, I, duly elected international chaplain, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. But here in Romans chapter 12, here in the Scofield Study Bible, seem like this. It's the part 6, and it says Christian life and service for I and I in this dispensation, the true Rastafari liberty and the service, the truly ones who are called to the way of his divine majesty. First part is consecration, setting apart. It says, I beseech, I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Hailahim, the almighty power, that y'all present your bodies. All right? What is the body? The body is this carbon, organic structure, carbon, right? Carbon. You know that the word for offering in Hebrew is korban, carbon. Right, that you all present your bodies a living sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice? A living sacrifice. Heal up to Burhana Selassie and the Wailers, BMW, you know, Bob Marley and the Wailers, in that tune, you know, I and I is a living sacrifice. Here we have Romans chapter 12, not a dead sacrifice, as we say, livestock. A dead stock. I beseech, I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Hailahim, the almighty power, that you all present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, set apart, acceptable to Hailahim, which is your reasonable service. Come, make a reason. What kind of service? This is the reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed. We're in the world, not of the world. Don't be conformed to this seclorum, but be y'all transformed. Huh? Transformed. What? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, it's always iritica, always spiritual. How are we transformed? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. So here, even in the season leading up to the High Isla days, right here, the third of the three pilgrim festivals, Sukkot Tabernacles, here in the season, transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is the Cheshbon HaNefesh, that soul-searching time, right, in the sixth moon until we get to the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. But be y'all transformed. I and I is to be transformed. How? How? By money, by something out in the world, by the renewing of our mind. How much does that cost? Right? What's the cost of that? You say the price of truth is to pay attention. Right? By the renewing of your mind, that y'all, I and I all may do what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Hailahim, This is why some of I may be persuaded, but others might have read these things and they say, oh, that's just the Bible, that's just religion, that's just feel good stuff and such. See, they haven't proved nothing, right? Because they haven't renewed nothing. But be y'all, be I and I all transformed by the renewing of your mind, because it's that experience that y'all may prove what is that Tawaba, that good and acceptable and what? Perfect will of Hailahim, of the Almighty Power. Just to share that right here with this question right here. Question 57, how does anyone escape the curse of the consequence of Hailahim? Point of reference, Galatians 3:13, right? Well, we escape the curse of the consequence listed in the Har Sinai covenant by means of Yeshua, salvation, victory, right? Who died on the cross, the mezcal, and coming up the finding of the true cross, right? Here in the season, right? Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, right? In the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, find that in Revelation, right? The key of the church of brotherly love, right? The true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo church, we have the finding of the true cross, right? Here in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, Elohim made the one who did not know Hatiyat Akari, speaking of the victory, the salvation, Yeshua, to be Hatiyat, to be Akari for I and I, so that we, I and I, would become the righteousness of Hailahim, of the power in H-I-M, in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. We are no longer bound, right, by the terms of the Har Sinai covenant, what's known as the Sefer HaBrit. So in the Torah, that covenant is defined in what's known as the Sefer, the cipher, the book HaBrit, right? That is the book of the covenant that was sprinkled with the blood, right? Sprinkled with the blood of bulls, right? And ratified and put into effect by the 70 elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, according to Shemot, the Hebrew Exodus, Exodus chapter 24, verses 7 to 11. And therefore the role of HaTorah, the role of the Torah itself, or should we say herself, since the Torah is the mother, herself has necessarily changed, according to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12. Let's go there right here. Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews. We Ethiopian Hebrews. So in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12, what does it read? Right? It says, for the priesthood, the kohuna, being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of HaTorah. Let's go on from verse 12 here in Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 12, verse 13 says, for he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of that no man gave attendance at the altar. See, the ones who gave attendance at the altar, right, were those of the tribe of Levi, right, the Levites. But here in the epistle to the Hebrews, to I and I, in the Brit Hadasha sense, it says, for he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of that no man gave attendance at the Mizbeah, at the altar, at the public altar of Yasharala. Verse 14, Chaburim. Here, here's the key, right? Here's the key verse. Hebrews 7:14. For it is evident that our Lord Adonainu in the Hebrew, Getachin in the Amharic, our Lord, our Master, our Sovereign, sprang out of the tribe of Yehuda, out of the tribe of Judah, right? Sprang out of the tribe of Judah. But it goes on. It says, of that tribe, Moshe, Moses spake nothing. He didn't speak nothing concerning priesthood. He spoke nothing concerning the kahuna. But yet it is evident. Right? The Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
So here. We're in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14. For it's evident that our Lord, our sovereign, our master, sprang out of Judah, Yehuda. Of that tribe, Moshe, Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Verse 15. And it is yet more, and it is yet far more evident that for that, after the similitude of Melchizedek and Melchizedek, there ariseth another Kohen priest, who is made not after the law, HaTorah, of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life, an endless liberty. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, for there is verily a disannulling of the covenant of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Again, slicha. Verse 18, for there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For ha Torah, the law, made nothing perfect but the bringing in of a better hope, a better expectation did, by the which we draw nigh near to Hailahim, drawing near the Karab, the Korban, and inasmuch as not without an oath, a Sheba, he was made a priest. For those Kohanim, those priests, were made without an oath, without a Sheba, without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said to him, Yahuwah swear and will not repent, thou art a priest, a Kohen, a Kahin, forever after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek. By so much was Yeshua made a surety, a pledge of a better testament.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Oh,
here's once again, Hebrews, Epistle to Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 14. Just to hear this again in context with the testimony of Garamawi, Negus Neges, Garamawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Haile Selassie first. Here when Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14, for it is evident that Getachin, our Lord, our sovereign Adonainu, sprang out of the tribe of Yehuda. Of that tribe, Moshe spake no thing concerning priesthood, Kahuna. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude to the likeness of Malchias Edek Melchizedek, there ariseth another Kohen priest, who is made not after the law, the Torah of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life, liberty. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, for ever, after the order of Malchias Edek Melchizedek. For there is verily, in truth, a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For HaTorah, the law, made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope, a better expectation did, by the which we, I and I, draw nigh, near, in the drawing near, the Kara Makra, to present, to offer the korban, the offering, as we mentioned, the living sacrifice, the body, the carbon organic structure, the korban, a living sacrifice, by the which we draw nigh near to Hailahim, to the power, the almighty power. And inasmuch as not without an oath, a sheba, an oath, he was made a priest. For those Kohanim were made without an oath, a Sheba'ah, but this with a oath, Sheba'ah, by him that said to him, Yahuwah, Jehovah swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest, a Kohen, forever, after the order of Malchias Edek Melchizedek. By so much was Yeshua, Jesus, made a surety or a pledge of a better testament. So here, just to illuminate and elaborate on this particular question 57 from RSS Key Tavo, how does anyone escape the consequence of Hailahim? Point of reference, Galatians 3:13, but here we have a new and a better Berit covenant with Adonainu Yeshua, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. Let's touch on Hebrews to scroll forward. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. Because Moshiach, Messiah, Christos, Christ, the anointed, mediates. He's a mediator. Mediates a better brit, a better al-kidan, a better covenant. Verse 6. But now hath he ordained. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, a more excellent service. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry by how much also he is the mediator of a better brit. Now recall that Moshe, John chose the people, he called the people to, you know, they were called to enter in and have that communion, but they, you know, in Exodus chapter 20, after the giving of the 10 words called the 10 commandments, they drew back. And Moshe tried to encourage them to draw near, to enter into the thick cloud and the darkness where Hailahim was. But they were somewhat scared, could we say? Right? And they begged that Moshe be the mediator, right? Even of the what's called by some the old covenant, right, or the Sinai covenant. But here we have the mediator, right, of the new covenant, by how much also he is the mediator of a better brit, a better covenant that was established upon better promises, better yea, yea, better amen, amen. So here's to fulfill this answer here about the escape. We have a new and a better covenant with Robeinu Adonainu Yeshua. And that implies a different yoke, a different yoke, right? It's interesting the word yoke and yoga, right? The yoga is actually a yoke, a discipline. And Torah, a Torah instruction. People are still free. People are still, you're free to attempt to justify yourself or attempt to make right, make righteous, self-righteous yourself, justify themselves according to the terms of the Har Sinai Berit, according to the terms of the Mount Sinai Covenant. But then they are liable, right? Like in the contractual agreement, you become liable to the provisions of the punishment stated in that older, right, and the former Berit, the former covenant, the Berit Kadasha, the renewed covenant, new covenant, the Adis Al-Kidan, the new word agreement, it operates according to the, quote, law of the spirit of life, the Torah of the spirit, the Ruach of life, of Chai, Chaim, by the agency of the Menfes Kedus, of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, who enables I and I to Shema, to hear, to feel it, to be obedient, right, to obey the inner meaning of HaTorah, right, not just the outer physical five cycle, but the inner metaphysical, the spiritual meaning, the inner meaning of HaTorah by the power and the glory of Ha'ilahim, of the Almighty Power, Moshiach, Messiah, Christos, Christ, if you please, in you, in I, as it says, form, until Christ be formed. Where? Out there in the cracking of the sky? No, in I, Messiah in you, Messiah in the I is the hope, is the expectation. Question 58 right here. Next to last question here from RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study from the Shabbat Kitabo. Question 58. What is the role of discipline? Now, discipline is like a two-sided word in the sense, in English at least, right? But both sides are contained in the oneness. You can say in the Hebrew and Afro-Shemitic languages here, discipline is also chastisement. Right, so the same word that's translated often in the scripts as chastisement is the same word, or comes to the same meaning of discipline. So you can have discipline that's a mild discipline, and sometimes maybe the discipline has to turn up, so it might feel like chastisement. Question 58, what is the role of discipline in I lives, in our lives and liberties, as followers of the King of Kings Christ, as followers of Robeinu Adonainu, Yeshua, as followers of Getachin Jesus Christos? What is the role of discipline in I lives, in I liberty? Discipline, it centers on the Emuna, on the Haimanot, the living faith, the Emuna, and Yeshua, in victory, in salvation. Quote, for whatever is not of Emuna, of the Amenet, of the admittance of the true faith, is chatiyat, is sin, is uckery. Romans chapter 14, verse 23, Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. The question is not whether or not we have kept certain ordinances, but really it's whether or not Yeshua victory, Jehovah's victory, his salvation lives in I heart, that is to say, that we submit to his rule, to the rule of the law, the Torah of the spirit of life in I lives and liberty. We are disciplined and corrected if we forget this, but we find the inner shalom, that inner peace, that inner shalom when we walk, when we trod in the Haimanot, in the living faith, in the Emet, in the Emunah, according to HaTorah, the law of the spirit of life in Yeshua, in victory, the Torah of the spirit of life in Yeshua. Let's unpack this right here, right? Because some might say, oh, he's talking something new. No, I'm talking what is true. You know, the pastor and the preachers, I can't really explain for them, but here, for I and I, Master, this is what the word says. according to the epistle, right, to the Romans, and you did hear His Majesty speak about Paul right there. Maybe you have to hear this again, because some mind of mine, some people, they come with like some other kind of, you know, doctrines and say, I'm Rasta, and Rastafari, and Haile Selassie God. Well, God say
truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Pull up, sorry, Majesty, right there, over there. The Apostle Paul. See, we need to re-scrutinize these things. You're going after the Gentile counterfeit Christian propaganda and haven't spent time to study the teaching of His Majesty. Saying this mainly to some of our overzealous, like we say to some of the Israelites. They have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. Some of the Rastafari, they have a zeal, but not according to the King of Kings Gnosis, according to the King of Kings knowledge.
Truth
hear this.
Is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem. Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
So when you hear and I say the King of Kings Christ, hopefully you put it into the context. You hear the King of Kings testify right there, right, concerning our brother Hawari Apollos, the Apostle Paul, or from a Hebrew Judaic perspective, Rabbi Shaul. So here's the verse right here. Here we have Romans, Epistle to Romans, chapter 8 here at verse 2, where it reads, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made I free from the law, the Torah of sin and death, the direction, instruction of life, by the Spirit of life. So here, when we break it down, like from the Hebrew, we have ki Torata Ruach HaChayim, for the Torah, Torat Ruach, the Spirit HaChayim, of the Chayim, L'Chayim, L'Chayim, here Ruach HaChayim, the Spirit, the Ruach of life, right? Asher b'Mashiach Yeshua, and the Moshiach Yeshua, that's translated into the Greek-wise, is Christos Yesus, Hebraically is Mashiach Yeshua. But here's the key, right? In the English, you see the word law, but did you know that this, in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew and the Yehudi and Yeshua perspective, this is Torah. For the Torah of the Spirit of life, B'Mashiach Yeshua, hath made I free from the law of sin and death. So here we have the law, even in the New Covenant, the Brit Chadasha, here we have the Torah. So you're going to hear people, and you hear people talk about Torah, and they're talking about, like they say, Old Testament or whatnot, and they try to pretend and make believe, right? Because it got lost in translation, that there's not Torah in the New Covenant. But let's just affirm that there is Torah or law, right? It's a law of what? It's a law of the Spirit of life. Torat Ruach HaChayim. So here, right? It's interesting because hitherto in the book of Romans, Epistle to the Romans, by our brother Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paulos, whom His Majesty Kadamala Haile Selassie speaks of. Here in Romans, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, has been mentioned but once. And that's in chapter 5, verse 5, 5 and 5, it's a 5 by 5. In this chapter, get this, in this chapter, in chapter 8 of the Epistle to the Romans, right, he mentions, right, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, 19 times. So as you're reading this, right, Romans, Epistle to the Romans of our brother Paulos, Paulos of Paul, that his majesty, Kamal HaLaSelassie speaks up, right, we have the Holy Spirit only being mentioned once before in Romans chapter 5, verse 5. But in this one chapter here, Romans chapter 8, a very fundamental, groundational chapter, some key, we could say, iritical mantras, word, sound, powers, as we had shared even previous to. And we know, not we guess, I and I know, right, know that all things work together for good to them that love Hailahim, the almighty power, to them who are the called according to his purpose. But here at the top of the chapter, we have for the law of the Spirit. And here, speaking of the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit, is mentioned 19 times. 19 times. Redemption is by blood and by power, as it was in Exodus chapter 14, verse 30, even then. So it's a renewed, remember we said a new covenant properly translated is the renewed, right, renewed covenant, as we also have the covenant being renewed even for Israelites in the wilderness because he kept breaking. He was breaking things, right? But redemption is by blood, the redemption, and being called out, come out of her, right? Redemption is by blood and by power, right? We have Romans chapter 3, verses 21, right, to Romans chapter 5, verse 11. And this, those chapters, that section, it speaks of the redemptive price. What is that price, right? In Romans chapter 8, the chapter we're at right here, of the redemptive power, right? The redemptive power. We can even say the redemption power, right? And therefore, we sing that redemption, you know, redemption song, right? Sing the songs of freedom, sing those redemption songs. Surround I and I self with songs of deliverance. Just a little right here, here, here. Just a little bit of the loop right here. Yes, I, Rastafari, redemption. To sum it up, we have one question right here that remains just to fulfill this right here, here, here. Let's see where we're at within the year. So brought it forward to actually two questions. What is the role, the discipline, right? That discipline, we're disciplined, right? We're disciplined and corrected if we forget this. But we find that inner peace when we walk, when we trod in the Haimanot, in the Emun of the living faith, according to the Torah, right? The Torah of the Ruach HaChayim, the law, the Torah, direction, instruction of the Spirit of Life in the Moshiach Yeshua, in the King of Kings Christ. We find discipline, right? And the consequence whenever we revert, right? Or pervert, revert back, right? We say forward, ever, backward, never. But we find even when there is that backwardness, we find discipline and consequence or curse whenever we revert back to the idea of, quote, law or Torah in the sense of self-justification or self-righteousness or self-empowerment. That is the law, the Torah of Mavet, of Mot, right, of Mot, of death. When we move past, right, past the law of death, by means of the mezcal, finding the true cross in the innermost of the innocent, finding the true cross, the cross of his tree, the tree of his cross, we experience resurrection. Resurrection, get up, stand up, resurrection power and life, resurrection power and liberty. Question 59 to fulfill right here. What is meant by the statement, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 61? Every sickness also and every affliction that is not recorded in the book of this Torah, Torah Hazot, Jehovah will bring up on you until you are destroyed. What does this mean, Chaverim? Since in Kitavo, you know, we go through Deuteronomy chapter 28, heavy, right? Well, the end of HaTorah, the end of the law is the destruction of the principle of the flesh, the carnal principle. Again, the end. Right, you say the sof in the Hebrew, the end of the Torah, right, or the law is the deconstruction of the principle of the flesh, of the carnal, even the carnal mind. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. It bears enough fruit. The gospel according to Yohanan, according to John chapter 12, verse 24. Again, unless a grain. Now, you see, many of us have been citified. We may not understand the simple principle right here that has so much embedded in it, right? It's a seed. It's a farm. It's a land. It's the ground, the groundation, right? Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears enough fruits. Yes, I, Rastafari, here. You know, we have today's daily psalm. We also have this Torah reading, the Aliyah here for the third day, and even looking forward to the fourth day. But first, hail up to Ras Michael and the sons of Niggles and this audible here, new name. Yes, I.
Named Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. Then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. Then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, but Jesus Christ the crucified. You see,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
The whole place is due for
so right here, let's give ear right here. Third day of the Shavua right here. Here we're in the seventh of the 7 weeks of comfort right here. After this Shavua here, we go into the Isla Day, the holiday season, the third of the three times in the year that all the males of Yisrael were commanded to appear in the place that Hashem, that Jehovah said his name. That's in spirit, I read in truth. So
here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here's the third and fourth Aliyah right here for this day and the new light coming forward.
Shema Yisrael, hear, and give ear right here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah. Shema Yisrael, hear, and give ear right here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third up offering up here for this Shabbat, Nitzavim, Sabbath, ye stand, Sabbath, y'all standing. Here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, the third up offering up for this Shabbat, Nitzavim. Here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy chapter 29. Here at verse 15 in the Masoretic, the Hebrew corresponding with verse 16 in the English and the KJV Bibles. Here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, give ear. Here for the Shalishi. Ki atem yidaitem eita asher yashavnu bi aretz Mitzrayim wi eita asher abarnu bi karev ha goyim asher ibartem. Hear. For y'all know how we, I and I, have dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Kemet. Ki atem yidaitem eita asher yashavnu bi eretz Mitzrayim. And how we, I and I, came through the nations which ye all passed by. And ye and y'all have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them, lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah Einai Elohim, to go and serve the Elohim of these Goyim, these nations, nationalities, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood, and it come to pass that he heareth the words of this cuss, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, Lamor, I shall have shalom, peace, though I walk, I trod, in the imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. Yahweh Jehovah will not spare him, but then the anger of Yahweh Jehovah and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this Sefer, this book, shall lay upon him, and Yahweh Jehovah shall blot out Shemo, his name, from under Shemayim, under heaven, and Yahweh Jehovah shall separate him to evil out of all the tribes of Yisrael, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book, in this Sefer of HaTorah, of the law, the directions, instructions, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which Yahweh Jehovah hath laid upon it, upon her, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which Jehovah overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all Goyim, nations, nationalities, international communities shall say, wherefore hath Yahweh, hath Jehovah done thus, like this, to this man? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, their patriarchs, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served Elohim, Achrim, other Elohim, and worshipped them. Elohim, gods whom they knew not, they were ignorant of, whom they knew not, and whom he had not given to them. And the anger of Yahweh, of Jehovah, was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book, in this cipher. And Yahweh, Jehovah, rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another and other land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Ayinai Elohim. But those things which are revealed belong to us, to I, and to Ayinai, our children, forever, that we may do all the words, the barim, of this law, this Torah, this direction, this instruction. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, hear for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Senbet Komat Chual. Hear, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe. Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy chapter 30. The sixth, or Palestinian covenant. Second item, the covenant, the Brit, the covenant, the Kidan, the covenant declared. Here, picking up with chapter 30, verse 1, for the Revi'i, for the fourth Aliyah of offering up, fourth reading for this Shabbat Nitzavim. With Haya Kia Yabou Aleika Kolaha Debarim Haile Habiraka with Hakelala Asher Natati Lifaneka Wa He Shebota Ilale Babeka De Kolaha Goyim Asher He di achikai Yahweh Eloheka Shama. Here for the Revi Aliyah, the fourth offering up reading. And it shall come to pass with Haya. It shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, I, with Haya Kia Yavou Aleika Kol HaDevarim Ha'ele HaBraka with HaKelala Asher Natati LeFaneka. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, I, the blessing, HaBraka, and the curse with HaKelala, which I have set before thee, I. And thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, among all the nationalities. whither where Yahweh Eloheka, where Jehovah the I Elohim hath driven the I. With Hayakia Yahuwa Aleka Kola Hadbarim Haele Havraka Wehakelala Asher Natati Alifaneka Wa He Shevota Ila Livaveka Upe Kola Hagoyim Asher Hidia Hita Yahuwa Loheka Shama and shall return La Yahuwa Loheka to Jehovah the I Elohim, and shall obey his voice, his vocal, according to all that I command thee this day, thou, the I, and thy children, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that then Yahweh Eloheka will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, all the goyim, the nationality, and national community, whither Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, have scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out to the outmost parts of Shemaim, of heaven, from there will Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, gather thee, and from there will he fetch thee, and Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will bring thee into the land which thy fathers, thy patriarchs, possessed, and thou shalt possess it, possess her. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers, thy patriarchs. And Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed, thy race, to love Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche, that thou mayest
live. Brothers, yeah, brothers and sisters and brothers, apologies on this, which is beyond our ability to do, but so much, but some of the technological things going on, you know, trying to like sort it right now, right here, right now. But we have today's psalm. So it's right with today's daily psalm, which is a good psalm here in the season. It's a harvest psalm. Speaking about Psalm 65, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek. Hear, today's daily psalm. S.I. Rastafari.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against thee. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost part are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך. נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש היכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו. מפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה. משביח שעון ימים, שעון גן להם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבה, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר. יתרועעו, אף ישירו.
Yes, yes, today's daily psalm, Psalm 65. Psalm 65, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews here, this time and this season. And it seems a harvest hymn. So we have the early and the later rains. We have the early and the latter harvest. So it's like two harvests in the island, the holy year, and the sequence of time. And we have today's daily psalm that both occurs in the, you could say, like in the springtime, and also here for what's called like the fall festival, the autumnal, right? You could say the Sukkot, in gathering harvest at the end of the year. So we have Psalm 65, Mizmor, Samek He, a harvest hymn. It's a song of praise of Isis, the Hailahim, to the power, the true good, the true God, for the prospect looking forward of an abundant harvest. This is the subject of the Mizmor, of the chant, the Isis, the intonation. In addition to extolling him, bigging him up for his bounty, Hailahim, for his bounty, the poet and I is alluding to a recent deliverance, recent Yeshua, recent victory, salvation of the nation from peril. No known period in Dawid and David's life, some say, can be quoted for its background. One scholar, Ibn Ezra, he held the opinion that it was not composed by David, but by a choirster for the occasion of the building of Ha Hekal, for the building of the temple, the holy palace. The Leech, who is conservative in his views, he connects the Mizmor Samek He, Psalm 65, Psalm LXV. He connects it
right, the psalm with Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 37 and 10. Let's pause right here, you know, because sometimes when we hear this quote and that quote, we just get curious, like, okay, let me go 47 and 10 is X 37, yeah, 37, XXXVII, 37 and 10. And I know sometimes those Roman letters, we're not used to them, but, you know, we master that, you know what I mean? We master all of that, you know, education is the key. So here we have 37 verse 10. Let's go to 37 verse 10 here as we go for the intro to today's daily psalm, which occurs at two particular times and two particular seasons, both in the early, when we have the early rains and harvest time, and then also here at the end of the year right here. So Isaiah chapter 37 I'm looking at the verse right here, 37 and 10. Make sure I'm reading the Roman numbers correctly, XXXVII. But here's the verse right here. It says here, thus shall y'all speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given in the hand of the king of Assyria. That's right after Tirhaka, king of Ethiopia. Right, it says, verse 9 I have highlighted here, and he heard say concerning Tirhaka, king of Ethiopia, or king of Cush, he is come forth to make war with thee. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah. Right? In other words, in this case, right, is an interesting part of history because there's two tellings of it in the scripts. One is that there was an angel when Sennacherib, right, and Assyria and some of them came against Yasharala Yisrael. One narrative, one telling of the incident says that it was an angel. It was the angel of Jehovah that saved Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And as we read within the text, the prophecy, and also the historical scrolls, we have it here, even in the prophet Isaiah. Here we have Tirhaka, the king of Ethiopia, or king of Cush. So there's a book out there, I think it talks about when the Egyptians or the Cushites, there was Tirhaka coming from the south, you know, when the Nubians, when they say the Nubian pharaohs had took over, there was obviously some close relationship that actually, unlike Zara, king of the Ethiopians, trying to fight against Israel, we have Tirhaka actually stepping up on behalf of Israel. So there's this debate going on. Was it the angel of the Lord, some say? Or was it because of what Tirhaka, king of the Ethiopia, king of Cush, had did? But this is the quote right here that Delitzsch, one conservative scholar, he connects the psalm with this area here in Isaiah chapter 37 and 10, and he proposed as its date, the date of the composition of today's psalm, Psalm 65, the third year after the retreat, of the Assyrian army. So one say, well, what caused the Syrian army to retreat? One area of scripture says the angel Jehovah, and the other area, it connects it with Tirhaka, king of Cush, the Ethiopians. But the third year after the retreat of the Syrian army from the land of Yehuda, from the land of Judah, in the reign of Hezekiah. Today's daily psalm is Mor Samek Hey. Psalm 65 has affinities with XLVI, with Psalm 46. That belongs to that particular period, and some say supports that particular theory or interpretation. But what we have here is a harvest hymn, right? And a hymn that, according to the royal order, it occurs both in both harvests. So according to the royal order, Davidic worship, the psalms that we chant, the daily psalms, we find that it occurs in the springtime, in the first harvest, right? The earlier harvest, like around the Shavuot, harvest time, Pentecost time, and also furthermore here in the first and the latter harvest. So here, just getting an overview right here of today's daily psalm, which has praise to Hailahim in the temple. Praise to Hailahim. Hailahim's almighty powers, awe, dread, awe-inspiring deeds. And then we have the young for Isis, the Miskana, the Tawada, the thanksgiving for the harvest. Sealing it with the final part, right, the thanksgiving, the thanksgiving for the harvest. So here, and harvest, a harvest tune, a harvest hymn right here. Like to write up the Royal Amharic, go to the verse by verse, and hopefully get a chance to share some of the Midrash. But first here, just a plain read, a hear of it. That was a little dub mix right there with Ake Becker, a.k.a. Vaughn Benjamin, or maybe better known by some as Midnight. Earth is the Lord's, that dub right there, since it has a harvest theme, the earth, the groundation. Check out the metaphors, the proverbs, the parables. It's interesting that all of them are like many of them are agricultural. The seed, a sower going forward to sow a seed, and the harvest here, and in gathering, Sukkot tabernacles at the end of the year, the finding of the true cross, Maskal coming forward, Meskel, here. Today's daily
Psalm. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
So here, the Amharic harvest hymn right here, KJV Dub, harvest on the way. Hail up to Earl 16, Tozer, and Mr. Zebra. Here.
مزمور سلسارات بقلنف سلسام لمزمران عليك يداويتي مسغانا مزمور عبيتو بسيون لانتا مسغانا يتقبا لانتا مسألوتي كربا سقاهو اللوس ألوتنو دمت سماع ودان سيمت يامت آنگر برتاب حتياتا چلين السان تيكر تلان انتي مرتخو بعد دواباو چهم لمادر يتقبلخو مسغول ከቤትህ በረከትን ጠግባል ቤተ መቅደስህ ቅዱስ ነው በጽድቅም ድንቅ ነው በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው ይሆን አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማን በጉልበትህ ተራሮችን አጠናሃቸው በኃይልም ታጠቃሃል የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱንም ጩኸት ታናውጣል ከታምራት የተነሳ አህዛብ ይደነግጣሉ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ የጧትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታሰኛቸዋል ምድርን ጎበኛት አጠጣሃትም ፍልጥግናዋንም እጅግ አበዛ የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታሰናዳለህና ትልሟን ታረካል ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላል በነጠብጣብ ታነሰልሳታል ቡቃያዋንም ትባርካል በቸርነትህ ዓመትን ታቀዳጃለህ ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ
ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይጣጣቃሉ። ማሰማሪያዎች መንጎችን ለበሱ፣ ሸለቆችም በህል ተሸፈኑ። በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ።
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against thee. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop back. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Salam ta, Aina Yisterling. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzav Kedus. Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie. The Book of the Seven Seals. Here we have Mezmor Silsa Hamis. Mezmor, psalm, chant, intonation, vocal, word, sound, power. Silsa, 60, Hamis, 60 and 5, 65. The 65th psalm and theme, yeah, Miskana Mezmor. Miskana, thanks, praises in the Royal Amharic. Yeah, Miskana, yeah, of Miskana, of thanks and praises, Mezmor. A chant, an intonation, a voca. Yes, I have vocal praise, word, sound, power. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm is themed. This means more Samech Hey. Psalm LXV, 65th psalm is themed, a harvest hymn. Speaking to the theme, Chaberim, Machaberteno, Chtekam as Amorit, fellows, yes, I. Fellow disciples of the King of Kings Christ. It's themed, they harvest him. And here, we're in this season. Not even the season, the reason for the season, the counting of the Omer. Yes, I. How is it going? How is it growing? Mekai and I ride up. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amla. Can name the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemrale. We begin. Beginning with the superscription. Lemezemran Aleka. Yeah, Dawid, yeah, Meskana, Mezmor. To the chief musician. Le Mezemran Aleka. To the chief of the Mezemran, the chanters of the Mezmor, even this Mezmor, Mezmor Redawit. A song. This is a song, a praise, right? A song, a psalm, Mezmor, and it's a song of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Yet Dawit, yet Miskana Mezmor. Now, that's the KJV right there. We have in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as we compare and contrast here side by side, we have yet Dawit of David, yet Miskana, of praises, Isis, praises, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of thanksgiving. Kuter An, verse 1. Avetu, Belzion, La'ante, Miskana Yigebbal, La'ante Matzelot Yikarbal.
Praise waiteth for thee, I. Oh God, oh true good, Abetu. We have Abetu, Abetu. My father, his father, Ab of the bait of the house, Abetu, Betzion, Leante, Miskana, Yigabal, Yigabal. Miskana, praises, thanksgiving. Le ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Be Sion, in Zion, even the African Zion. Be Sion, le ante, miskana yigabban. Miskana is due, is proper, is worthy in a sense, it enters in, is proper, is due. Le antem, and to the eye, male. Le ante, ante, le antem, and for the eye, male. Tzelot, tzelot yikarval, tzelot yikarval. Prayer, prayer is offered, prayer is brought near, prayer is presented. Now the KJV has, and to, not un, you know, strike the UN, un, but to the eye, male, shall the vow. Now here we have, from the Hebrew sense of it, we have the vow, to thee shall the vow be performed. Not getting into the details right here, but it's important for the Chabarim, the Machaber Tenyoch, for the Dekha Mezamorit, for I and I, to get into the details. But this first verse from the Mezmorit Dawit, from the Psalms of David, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, of the righteous king, the king of righteousness, the king of justice, the king of truth, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. We have in this harvest hymn, Exiavia's abundant favor to earth and to man. There's a note right here, as we still are at this first verse, right, but also in the Hebrew, the superscription is included often, to the chief musician, to the musical director, a psalm of an ode, of a praise, a miskana, to David, of Dawid. We also have, and this is maintained in some of the orthodox notations to the psalm, Jeremiah and Ezekiel, out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. This is included in the true church, right? The true church, right? Within the professing EOTC, the true church of he who has the keys of great King David. So we have this first verse. Now, the Hebrew corresponds to the sense of there shall be silence before the eye and praise in Sion, O Elohim, true good, true God, and to the eye the vow shall be performed. It is becoming to the eye, a hymn, O Elohim, in Sion, Abetu, I father's father, O father of the house, Beth Sion, Leante, Miskana Yigabal, Leante, Eloti Karbal, and to the eye shall be rendered the vow. Now, the LXX has the vow in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, but here in the midst of Kedus of Negus and Neges, it has Leante, and to the eye, male, Elot, Elot, prayer, Eloti Karbal. Will be presented, is brought near. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Sigahulu elotina wada mitisama wada ante yimeta. O thou, the eye, that hearest prayer, to the eye shall all flesh come. Sigah, flesh, hulu, all, elotin, prayer, elot, prayer, elotin. The subject of the verb, elotin, prayer, wadamitisama, to the eye who hears, to the eye who hears, wadahante, to ante, to the eye, male, yimetam, it comes, oh, prayer comes, oh, thou that hearest, prayer, to the eye shall all flesh shall come, to the one who hearest, elot, prayer, kuter source, verse 3. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou, the eye, shall purge them away. That's the KJV. Here, Nemetzav Kedus for Kuter Sos, verse 3. Ye Ametzah Negara Berreta Bin. Ye of Ametzah, rebellion. Right, sometimes translated as iniquity, but the sense of rebellion. Yeah, ametza, neger, a thing, a matter, a word, a conversation, a thing, a matter of rebellion. Beretta bin, beretta is vigorous, is strong. Beretta bin, against I, strengthen, is vigorous against I and I and I. Here, we don't have the sense of beretta bin,
against just me or I, but against I and I, the retabin, the ametanegar, the retabin, chatiatachnis, and I and I chatiat, I and I ukri, I and I ukri, I and I falling short, I and I missing the mark. Ante yikr tilale. And as for I and I sin, as for I and I ukri, missing the mark, chatiatachnis, ante yikr tilale, ante the I, male, yikr tilale, the I says yikr, 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 forgives. Yikar, let it remain. Yikar, yikar. The eye says yikar. The eye forgives. Yikar tilale. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Ante yemeret tahoa ba'da babayochihima lemadir yetekabel hoa miskunno kabeitihi barriketain tekbalen. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach to the I, that he may dwell in thy courts. We, I and I, shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy, thy Isla temple. Bamarinya, in them harak, the Mitzvah of Kedus, reads, Ante the I, yemeret taho, the one who you meret, the one who you choose, your chosen. It's interesting when we compare with the Ge'ez, the sense of the Cherui, the one who is chosen. And in the eyes courts, and in the eyes, we have the Adababai, a square, in the eyes courts, lemader, to spend the night, to dwell. The one who the eye receives. Miskunno, miskunno. Here we have this sense, even the first Mezmur'an, the first song. Blessed is the man, right? Happy is the man. Praiseworthy is the man. Praiseworthy is he. Yetekabel ho, the one who you kabel, kabala. Yetekabel ho, miskunno. Ka beitihi barriketin tekbalen. Ka beitih, from the eye's house. Ka beitih, barriket, barriket, blessing. The braka, barriket in the tekbalen. We, I and I, will be satisfied. I and I will be satisfied with the barriket, with the blessedness, the blessing, kabetih, barriket in tekbalen, from the eye's house. Kuter amis, verse 5. Eite mekdesih, kedusno, bezitkim, tikno. Bemidradar tahuluna, beruka bahir wistalalu, tesfacho yehone. I'm like Named Hanetachin Hoy Siman Siman by terrible things, things in righteousness wilt thou the I male answer us I and I, O God, O true good of I and I salvation. Who art the confidence, the eifidence of all the ends of the earthly plain, and of them, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Bamarinya, the Mets of Kedus and the Goose Negas, it reads here in Kutaramis, Beta Mekdesih, Beta the house of Mekdesih, of the eyes holy, the eyes Isla, Kedus, no. Beta Mekdesih, Kedus, no. The house of the eyes Isla, holy is Isla. That's it, Kim, and in Siddiq, in righteousness, Dinkno, Dinkno. People talk about Dinknesh, we say Dinkno. It is awesome. It is wonderfully amazing. The midr dar cha huluna, the midr in the earthly plane, dar cha, the en hulu on na, and the ruk bahir wist in the far off, bahir, the far off sea. The ruk bahir wist lalu, those who be, tesfa cho, their tesfa, their hope, their expectation, yehonih. Yehonih, the I be, Amlak Hachina, our Amlak, our source, and Medchanitachin Hoy, oh, I and I source, and I and I salvation. Siman, Siman, here, Siman, here, I and I and I and I. Kuter Siddis, verse 6. Begul betih terarochinat in the hacho. Behailim, katek. Tatakahal, behailim, tatakahal, which, who, really, they say, which here, KJV says, which by his strength, but who, he who be, who he be, is the one who, by his strength, setteth fast the mountains, behailim, tatakahal, being girded with power, be gulbetih, and in the eyes, gulbet, in the eyes, power, in the eyes, by strength, in the sense of the gulbet, gulbeti, the gulbeti, in the eyes, strength. Terrarochin, the mountains, nahacho, the eye, male. Set is fast, set is firm, the mountains, be chaylim, be chayl, chayl, power, be chaylim, and in power, katikahal, kuter sabat, verse 7. Yeah, bahiruna tilketa, yeah, moged nimma chuheta, tanautale. Which, it says which, but he who be, we be, is the one who stilleth, who stilleth the noise of the seas, KJV says, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves and the tumult of the people. Yeah, bahiruna tilketa, yeah, moged nimma chuheta, tanautale. Interesting, interesting right here. Interesting, this seventh verse right here. Because it says, the translation brings out Yabahirun Tilket, right, of the sea, of his sea. The Tilket, the depths, Yamoged Dinim Chuhet, and the shout of the Moged, of the waves. Tanaut Ale, right, causing it to, it's interesting, causing it to shake, causing it to move, to nawet, right, to move, tanaut ale, almost like to quake, kuter cement, verse 8. Kata amratihi yatanesa ahizaba yednegtalu, bemidr darchama yaminorua yiferalu, ye kawatina ye matana maucha desa tasenyachuale. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Kutar cement right here. Ka ta'amratih. And from or due to the eyes I find in intel, doings of divine, I find intel. Some would translate this as miracles, but getting to the is root, it has to do with that gnosis, that I find knowledge, but this knowledge often is beyond man's comprehension. So when it says the tokens by thy amazing deeds, thy awesome, you know, thy signs, some bring it out as thy signs, thy amazing signs. Kata amratihi yatanesa ahizab, the peoples, the goyims, the international community, the peoples, yidnegatalu, they are in a mental state of shock. The midr darcham, and in the ends of the earthly plane, yeminoru yisaralu, and those who dwell, those who be in the earthly plane's edge, in the edge, in the ends of the earthly plane, they are respectfully afraid. Yet what na ye matana maucha, yet what, the tuat, the morning, yet what na, and ye matan, the mata, the evening, maucha, the coming out, the going out, des, happy, tasenyachuale, the eye causes them happiness, the eye causes them joy, kuter zeteng, verse 9. Midrina gobenyahat, atetahatim, Bill Ignawa Nema Ijiga Beza. Yeah, because you have Rina Wenza Wahani yet Milano. Nigabachuina Zagaja. Indeed, who are Tasina Dalena? Thou, the eye, visitest the earth. The eye visits the earth. Midrin, the earthly plane. Midrin, Waben Yahat. You visit her. You visit her, the earth, the earthly plane, midrinna gwaben yahat, at ahatim, and water is her, you water is her. Billat ignawa nema ijig abizza, thou greatly enriches it, cause it to increase greatly the riches of her. Billat ignawa nim, her riches, ijig abizza, the eye, male, causes it to increase, to become bizu, abizza. Yeah, gaziavi harina wenza wuhana yetemelano. The river, the stream of a gaziavi har, sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, ab, father, wuha, water, yetemelano is full. It is full. The stream of a gaziavi har, the sustainer, is full of wuha, water, megabat shawin. Their food, their migab, right? The food, the edible things, mikbachawina, azagaja, you prepare, the I meal prepare. Indeed, who? And like this, tasanadalehina, you provide. You provide the eye for the eye provide. And like this, this is how the eye provides. Now, KJV says, thou preparest, thou visitest the earth and waterest it. It should be, thou visitest her and waterest her. The eye, male, greatly enriches her with the river of the Gaziavi, her sustainer, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn. It has corn here. Bamarinya, it says, mikbachawin azagaja, preparing that which is edible food. When thou hast so provided for it, indeed, who? And like this, tasinadalahinna kutarasar, verse 10. Kalimwana tarakale, boywanim, tasa tekakalale, ben ebtaba tasel, talesel. Speaker, hold right here. Let's get the hard copy right here, because sometimes there may be a typo. I think I'm perceiving a typo here that is in the digital transcription. And, you know, God bless those who have done that work. We're just going through a work walk right here, right? And here at this verse right here, right, so we have ta le sel satale. Let's check this out right here, because when we read this before, at this particular verse, we had recall our that muscle, our muscle memory had read this differently. Okay, boy, boy, you are nema taste kakalale, benet abba tale sel satale, bukayawa nema tebarkale. Thou waterest the ridges thereof of her abundantly. Kalimwa. Kalimwa, her ridges, Kalimwan, Tarakale, thou waters, cause it to be wet. The eye male causes her to be wet, the ridges thereof. Boywanim, Kasa Tekakalale, thou settlest the furrows thereof, causes to be settled, level, causes her to, her furrows to level up. Benetabatale, Selesatale, thou makest it, KJV says, makes her soft with showers or with the drops. So the drops, ben neteptab, the drips, ben neteptab, ta lesel satale, bukayawanim tibarkale. Thou makest it soft with the drops, the showers. Thou blessest, tibarkale, the eye male, blessest the springing thereof, the bukayawa, her springing, bukayawa. Bukayawanema tebarkale, her, the shoots of that, the growth, as the growth is, so the idea of the springing is the shooting up of that, of the growth, of the new growth, because this psalm is a harvest psalm. Kutar asara, asara an. Becharneti ametina takedajale, midre bedawima sibina yit egbal. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. Becharnetih, and in the eye male's generosity, ametin atak edajale. The eye crown is the year. Some look at this psalm right here because the harvest season right here, as also for the harvest season, a new year or the new harvest season, like a new year for the harvest psalm. Becharnetih, ametin. The wilderness, Midre Bedau, and his wilderness, Midre Bedawum, and his wilderness, Midre Bedawum, Sibin, fatness, Yitegbal, satisfied. He satisfies, is satisfied. Kutar asra hulet. Ye midre bedat rarocha yirekalu. Korepto chim bedesta yetat ekalu. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on happiness on every side. Ye midre bedat of the wilderness, the midre beda,
Yemidreb Bedat Tararoch, the mountains of the wilderness, Yerekalu, Yerekalu, are like well watered, are wet, are well watered. Korebtochim, and the hills, and the hills, Korebtochim, Bedesta, happiness, joy, happiness, Bedesta, Yitatekalu. Yitatekalu, the sense of being girded, you know what I mean? Being girded. They're girded with happiness. Happiness is, they wear happiness like a girdle. Kutar Asara source, verse 13. Masamaria ocham and gochina lebesu. Shelek ochima behila te shefenu. Bedesta ychohalu yizemralu. The pastures are clothed with flocks. Masamariawoch, the pastures, Masamariawoch, where you pasture the animal, like the, say like the suburbs, the pastures. Masamariawoch, mengochina lebesu, mengoch, the mengoch, the flocks, lebesu. In other words, the pastures appear as though they are clothed. They're clothed with the flocks, even the flock of the sheep and the living baraka of Jehovah. Masa Mariawochim and Gochina Lebes, so the pastures are clothed with flocks. Shelek Ochim, and the valleys, the Shelek Ochim, Be'ehil, Teshefenu, they are covered with ihil, with grain. The valleys, look at the valleys here, Shelek Ochim, Be'ehil, ingrained to Shefenu. Here KJV says the valleys also are covered over with corn. The word here, Bamarin in the midst of Kedus, is Ihil, grain, like the grain offerings, the valleys, Shelek Ochim, the Shelek Och, the valleys, and the valleys, Shelek Ochim, the Ihil to Shefenu. They shout for joy, Bedesta Yitzhohalu, Yitzhohalu. They cry out, but they cry out in the sense of shouting in happiness, Bedesta, Bedesta Yitzhohalu, Yizemralum, Yizemralum. Interesting here because we have a mezmor. This is a mezmor, Zemra, to chant, Yizemralu. They also sing, KJV has, they also sing. In a sense here, they also chant. Yes, I harvest him, 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 harvest him.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
مزمور سلسارات بكنف سلسامس لما زمران عليك يداوي تيمسغانا مزمور عبيتو بسيون لانتمسغانا يقبا لانتم صلوتي قربا سغا هلو صلوتن ودمت سما ودان تيمت يامت آنگر برتاب حتياتاتشن انسان تيكر تلان انتي مرت خو بعد دبابا وچهم لما در يتقبل خو مسكون ከቤትህ በረከትን ጠግባል ቤተ መቅደስህ ቅዱስ ነው በጽድቅም ድንቅ በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው ይሆን አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማ በጉልበትህ ተራሮችን አጠናህ በኃይልም ታጠቃህ የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱንም ጩኸት ታናውጣል ከታምራት የተነሳ አህዛብ ይደነግጣሉ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ የጧትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታስተኛቸዋል ምድርን ጎበኛት አጠጣሃትም ፍልጥግናዋንም እጅጋ በዛ የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታስተናዳለህ ህልሟን ታረካለህ ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላለህ በነጠብጣብ ታነሰልሳታል ቡቃያዋንም ተባርካል በቸርነትህ አመትን ታቀዳጃል ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይታጠቃል
ማሰማሪያዎች መንጎችን ለበሱ ሸለቆችም በህል ተሸፈኑ በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ
Psalm 65 Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against thee. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, and thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
To light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwafic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see the English language?
The English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
מזמור סמכה למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה, עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, פשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך, נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש אכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו, מבטח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה, משביח שעון ימים, שעון גליהם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תעשרנה, פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבי, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, צמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר, יתרועעו אף ישירו.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaburim. Shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm LXV. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaburim. Shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm LXV. Psalm 65. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm 65 is a harvest. 65 is a harvest. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaburim. Shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm LXV. Psalm 65. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm 65 is a harvest. We have a harvest hymn. Very, very interesting psalm and season here in the season. We have this psalm that occurs both in the beginning at the Aleph and the Hatawah, the Tav of the season, both for Sukkot, right, the harvest, the latter rains, but here, for the earlier rains, the early and the latter rains. Very important area of scripture right there concerning these days and times right here. I think it's in James. James chapter. Couple of words right here. Maybe even get into a portion of the Midrash here in the season. We have another audio recording, but that was more for Sukkot, right? The seven Sukkot, you know, tabernacles. Here, what we have right here is for this season, or the Pesach, the Passover season, or we can say the spring. As spring season comes in here, also with the Rosh Chodashim, HaChodashim, the head of the moons, the new moon. So the beginning of the Hebrew ecclesiastical, the church, the kahal, the kahillah in the Hebrew, the kahal, as we have Wayakahel, right? The next to last Torah portion from the second book of Moses, with the gathering, he gathered, he assembled. Yes, chapter 5 right here, the rich warned, right, in these days and time. They have heaped treasure together for the last days, speaking about the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of Ha'adon, the Adon, Adonai of the Tzabaot, Adonai Tzabaot, Yahuwah Tzabaot, the Lord of the armies, Sabaot. Ye all have lived in pleasure on the earth, this earthly plane, and been wanting this and wanting that. And the counterfeit Christians then would say, turn around and say, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But you're wanting. Righteous will not want any good thing. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned, killed the just. Tzadik, the just one, the righteous one. He doth not resist you. So here's a part five. Right, part 4 in chapter 5 of Jacob, the first bishop, right, the first shepherd, we can say, of the church of Yerushalayim. Exhortations in view of the coming of Ha'adon, Adawan, Adonai, Adonai, the Lord. Verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, to the coming of Ha'adon, to the coming of Adonai, Adonai. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, for her, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be y'all also patient. Stabilize your heart for the coming of Adonai. Ha'adon draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest y'all be condemned. Behold, Hashophet, the judge, the Don, John Hoy, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, the Nabim, Nabiyim, the Nabim, the prophets who have spoken in the name of Ha'adon, the name of Adonai, Adonai, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy. It says, Asher, Ein Asher, Ashrei, Ha'ish, happy. Those who endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Eob, of Job, and have seen the end, the fulfillment of Ha'adon, of Adonai, that Adonai is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and nay, nay, lest ye all fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him make him pray. Is any merry? Let him make him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him make him call for the elders of the church, and let them make them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name, in the Shem, Hashem, in the name of Ha'adon, of Adonai, of Adonai. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Ha'adon and Adonai shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, ukeries, forfeitures, lacks, they shall be forgiven him. Confess faults one to another. Pray one for another, that y'all may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we, as I and I are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know, make him know, that he which converteth the sinner, the ucker from the error of his way, shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins, of uckeries. So here, just a connection here, read the full lease of from verse 7, right? This verse right here about be patient, and seeing the husbandman waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, and having long patience for it, for her, until he receives the early and latter rain. So here, in the season, we have the early rains. Here we have a harvest psalm. Here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, it's Edek, Mizmor, Samek, Hey, Lam Natsayach, Mizmor, Lidawid, Shir, for the leader, the chief musician, La Menatsayach, for the Menatsayach, for the overcomer, Ha Menatsayach, the overcomer, La Menatsayach, for the Menatsayach, the overcomer, the precentor, Mizmor, a chant, Le David, of David, Shir, a song, an ode, Lika, Dumiya, Tehila Elohim, Betzion, O Lika, Yeshulam, Neder, praise, Isis, Tehila, waiteth for thee I, O Elohim, Lika, Dumiya, Tehila, Elohim, in Zion, Betzion, O Lika, and to the eye, Yeshulam Neder, Yeshulam Neder, to the eye, the vow, the Neder is performed. Yeshulam, to make shalom, but also to pay. The vow is performed, the vow is paid. Shomeya Tefila, O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya, he who be who he be is HaShomeya, he is the hearer. Shomeya, Tefila, the hearer of Tefila, of prayer. Adeka, Kola, Basara, Yavou, to the eye, doth all flesh come. Taking these opening verses here, praise, eyes is waited for the eye. The Hebrew is to be compared with Mizmor, LXII, round about verse 2. Psalm 62 and 2, only for Elohim doth my soul, nafshi, my psyche, doth she wait in stillness. Lika, dumiya, tehila Elohim b'tzion, ulika, yishulam neder. So we have today's daily psalm, a harvest hymn, Elohim's abundant, his abundant favor to earth and to man. in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So we have a song of praise of Elohim for the prospect of an abundant harvest. This is the subject of Mizmor Samek Hey, the subject of Psalm LXV, Psalm 65. In addition to extolling, bigging him up for his bounty, the poet in I alludes to a recent deliverance of a nation, a national deliverance from peril. They say no known period in Dawid and David's life can be quoted, some say, for the background. Ibn Ezra held the opinion that it was not composed by Dawid, but by a choirster for the occasion of the building of Ha-Hekal, the Beit Mikdash of the temple. The Leitz, who is conservative in his views, connected the Mizmor, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hey, Psalm 65, with Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 37, verse 10, and also proposed as its date the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Yehuda, from the land of Judah, in the reign of Hezekiah. It has affinity, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hey, Psalm 65, with the XLVI, with Psalm 46. That belongs to that period, also supports this theory, this point of view that we have of today's daily psalm. Now, today's daily psalm also has a theme in the Septuagint, right? Septuagint, Eremio Kai Ezekiel Eka To Lego Tesa Parokais Hotea Emelon Ekaporosetai, Jeremiah and Ezekiel out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. This is also given as a superscription here. So in some of the scripts we have, even the Ethiopic and in some of the churchical works and also in the Septuagint, Jeremiah and Ezekiel are also connected, right? Out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. Eremiu kai Ezekiel ektua lego teis paroi kais. Jeremiah and Ezekiel, out of the words of the stranger, hote emelon eka poreu oesitai, when they were about to go out, when they were about to eka poreu estai, when he was about to go out. But here in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, we have for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, lamnatzayach mizmor, a chant lit David of David, shir and ode, lika dumia tehila Elohim b'tzion, ul lika yishulam neder, praise, Isaiah waited for the eye, O Elohim b'tzion, in Zion, ul lika to the eye, male, yishulam neder, the vow is paid, the vow is made peace, yishulam. Yishulam, from the shalom, to pay, to make peace. So praise waiteth for the eye. The Hebrew has a sense of the stillness. Lika, dumia, for the eye, stillness, waiting, or stillness, dumia, being doom, silence. Lika, dumia, to the eye, right, to the eye, there shall be silence to the eye. Lika, dumia, there'll be dumia, silence, being doom, right, being dumb in a sense, right, but not speaking, silence. There shall be silence before the eye. Lika, the eye, male, dumia, tehila, prayer, tehila, or rather praise, lika, tehila, praise, tehila. We have the Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, Hallel, the Illil, the Tehila, and we have the Tefila. So praise, Isis, Tehila, Elohim, B'Tzion, Tehila, the Tehila of Elohim, the praise of Elohim, B'Tzion, in Zion, Ulika, and to the eye, and none other, to the eye, Ulika, Yishulam, Neder, Yishulam. Yishulam, to be performed, to be rendered, or to be paid, to be made peace, to be made, make peace, in that sense, to pay it, to make peace. Yishulam, Yishulam. Now, praise, tehila, like tefila. Praise, tehila, like tefila, is often truest when in deep and still devotion, ivotion, it waits in the presence of Elohim. Be still and know, right, and know. Right, in the stillness, the gnosis, be still and know. The concourse of people in Ha-Hekal, in the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy, looks forward in reverential silence, looking forward in reverential silence for the service of Todah in the Hebrew, of thanksgiving, of Miskana in the pure language is turned to I and I, the royal and hark, Miskanos. We have Torah for the service of thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to begin. The vow, the neder, right? Perhaps some say it's to be understood collectively as vows or promises, right, that are made during times of stress and distress. If the I will do this, get I out of this distress, right? This is what I vow to give, I vow to do in the presence of all thy people, as we have the example of David, of great King David. Shomeya, Shomeya, the hearer, Shomeya, Tefila, Shomeya, Tefila, O thou, the I that hearest prayer, O the I who hearest prayer, Shomeya, Tefila, the hearer of prayer, Adeka, 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 right, towards, in your direction, to you, Ad, the Ade, Ade, Kola, Basara, Yavou, Yabou, Yavou, to the I doth all Basar, call Basar, call all Basar, all flesh, Adeka, to the I, in the direction of the I, towards the I, forward, the sense of forward to the I, male, Adeka, call Basar Yavou, Yavou. O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya, prove by what had recently happened, prove by the testimony of the one who utters, Shomeya, the hearer, he is the hearer. Who be he, who be, who he be the hearer, he be the hearer of prayer, Shomeya Tefila, the hearer of prayer. In the context of today's daily psalm, the overthrow of Assyria. According to the metaphysics of it all, Assyria representing the intellectual, right, of intellectualism schism, right? Not the beneficial, but the domination of that intellectual, the pseudo, the overthrow of Assyria, right? This is one example of the Shomeya Tefila, contextually speaking, of today's daily psalm. But we have many examples from David and even from my own Liberty, right, that he is he who be who he be, Shomeya Tefila, Adeka Kol Basar Yavou, doth all flesh come, shall all flesh come. The psalmist and I, yea and amen, that the moral of what had happened would have widespread acceptance, Elohim being acknowledged as Shomeya, Shomeya Tefila, the hearer of prayer, the whole of humanity will look to him, look forward, Adeka, to him. The picture of Sion, of Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, even the African Sion, the gates of Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, and Ha Heikal, and the temple, you say the palace, as a house of prayer, as what? A house of prayer for all peoples, for all nations, is found in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 2 and 2, Isaiah 56 and 7, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 41. Hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, right, hear, 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 the hearer of prayer, for thee silence is praise, for thee silence is praise, Lika, Dumia, Tehila, another interpretation, for the eye, to the eye, Lika, Dumia, Tehila, to the eye, silence is praise. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere in Isaiah 42 and 14. I have long time held my peace. I have been silent and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. For as the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, had said, thy holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness. Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house where our fathers praise thee, is burnt with fire. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things? O Jehovah, O Adonai. We have this in 64:10-11. Elohim replied, fury is not in me. Fury is not in I. As if to say, well, we have that, actually that was Isaiah, the previous quote, Isaiah, right? Here we have 27 and 4. As if to say, I cannot do anything for you. The measure of justice requires that I refrain. And Elohim went on, oh, that I could give the hostile nations, the Goyim, over to destruction as briars and thorns and flame. By these, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant, I could do something against them, but The measure of justice makes I refrain in silence. Therefore, in saying, Lika Dumiya Tehila, for the eye silences praise, David implied, all men give thee praise because thou couldest remain silent. For thou wast silent at what they did to thee, Bishion, in Zion, and at the noise that they made in thy set apart bait, thy holy house, thy holy bait. As is said in Lamentations 2 and 7, they have made a noise in the bait, in the house of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn assembly. And what was the noise they made? They said, according to Deuteronomy 32:27, our high hand and not Jehovah have done all this. And they also said in Deuteronomy 32:37, where are their Elohim, their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? Hence by the words, Lika Dumiya Tehila, for thee silence is praise, David. David meant, thou art silent, and I shall be silent. As it is said in Psalm 37:7, be silent to Jehovah, to Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be, and wait patiently for him. Shomeya Tesila, Adeka Kol Basara Yavu. O thou that hearest prayer, to the eye doth all flesh come. Scripture does not say all men. It does not say all men. Call Adam, or call Ish, or call Enosh. It says call Basar, all flesh. From these words, the sages infer that unless a man makes his heart as yielding as flesh, his prayer will not be heard. Indeed, in repentance, we have made our hearts like flesh. Thou hearest the prayer of all flesh. Wilt thou not hear ours? Wilt thou not hear I and I's? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He. He replied in Psalm 65:2, to thee I also shall the vow be performed. Ulika Yishulam Neder, to the I shall the vow be performed. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to the I doth all flesh come. Shomeya Tefillah, Adeka Kol Basar Yavu. A mortal king, a mortal Negus, a mortal Melech, even Negus and Neges, can he give ear to two or three men? He cannot give ear to all of them at once. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Though all men prayed at the same time, He would hear their prayer as if all were one. A mortal, his ear can be filled so that he does not hear, and his eye can be filled so that he does not see. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is said, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing, in Ecclesiastes 1:8. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya Tefillah. A man coming into a synagogue, a mikurab, Knesset, finds the congregation praying and begins his prayers alongside theirs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, hears all the prayers, his and theirs. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to the eye doth all flesh come. Shomeya Tefillah, Adeka Kol Basar Yavu. Scripture says in Lamentations 3:8, yea, when I cry and call for help, He shutteth out my prayer. And it says further in Lamentations 3:44, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that no man can pass through. Then Elohim asked the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, which sins are you praying me to forgive, unwitting sins or willful sins? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel replied, we pray forgiveness not for unwitting sins, uckeries alone, nor for willful sins alone, nor for unknown sins alone. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me, for I. Our transgressions do the I forgive them. Divrei onota gavrua meni te sha'inu ata te kapre, ata te kapre. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me, for I, divrei, eonota. Gavru meni, gavru meni, to heavy for eyes, a tale of iniquities, the tale, the matters, the words of iniquity, divrei, divrei evonot, divrei eonot, a gavru meni. As for I and I transgressions, pishainu, I and I rebelliousnesses, pishainu, ata, the I, ata, the I, male and none other, ata, tikapre, the I wilt pardon, the I will forgive, here Hebraically, thou, the I, shall atone, the I shall atone, ata, tikapre. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. That he may dwell in thy courts. Ashrei, ashrei, tivahar, u'atikarei, yishkon, chatzreika, happy, ashrei, happy is the man whom thou choosest. Ashrei, tivahar, tivhar, tivhar, the I chooses, utik arev, and bringeth near Yishkon to dwell, chatzreika, to dwell, that he may dwell in thy courts. Rav Hoshaya, he had taught in the name of Rav Samuel Bar Shila, who taught in the name of Rav. When David said, Master, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the universe, the universe, blessed is the man whom, Ashrei, whom thou bringest near, utik arev, near, chatzreika, yishkon chatzreika, bringest near, right, near to court, that he may dwell in thy court. He referred not to the court of HaHekal, but to the court on high. This court he also referred to in the words in Psalm 36, round about verse 9. How precious is thy loving kindness, O Elohim. Therefore, the children of men take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Beitikah, of the I Beit, of the I house. To this, the sons of Korah also referred in saying, For a day in thy court is better. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand elsewhere, in Psalm 84, around about verse 11. And this is also referred to in the verse, in Psalm 84, around about verse 5. Blessed are they that dwell in Beitikah. Blessed are they that dwell in thine house. With wondrous works thou dost answer us, answer I and I in righteousness, O Elohim of I and I salvation, thou the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. With regard to this verse, Rav Hanina Bar Papa asked Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, what is meant by the words, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through, in Lamentations 3, verse 44. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he answered, there are times, there are times when the prayers, when the gates of prayer are open, and times when the gates of prayer are shut, but the gates of repentance are never barred. The words, thou, the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off, these words, mi batach, call, Katzaway, Katzaway, Aret, V'yam, Rehokim, V'yam, Rehokim, V'yam, Rehokim, Rehokim, and of the far distant seas. It means that repentance, teshuvah, like the sea, that is never barred, so that whoever desires to bathe in it whenever he desires. Whenever a man desires to repent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, receives him for prayer to Tefillah. However, there are set times. Rav Jose Bar Halafta, he had taught in the words, but as for me, let my prayer be to the eye, O Adonai, Adonai, in an acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, in Psalm 69, 14. An acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, shows that there are set times for prayer. Rav Erekayo, Rav Chelbo, and Rav Anan Bar Yosef, Joseph, taught in the name of Rabbi. In truth, the gates of prayer are not ever barred. With regard to the gates of Priya, Ben Azai and Rav Akiva, they differed in their comments. One of them maintained, he who practices loving kindness, ha-chesed, may feel assured that tifilato, his prayer, tzalotu, will be heard. For it is said in Hosea, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in loving kindness. And what does the verse go on to say? This is the time, this is the Iowa to seek Yahuwah, to seek Jehovah. Meaning that when such a man prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he is heard. And the other had said, I do not set aside the words of my master, Rebbe, but from scripture I merely add another proof to his comment. For directly after the verse, Elohim, O Elohim, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, there follows, hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation. Hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation, of the I, Yeshua, 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 Yeshua,